we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, several text messages, and I'll jump right into the topic. John from Huntsville says, Phil, nice monologue. And then he follows up with what I knew was coming. I was waiting for John because I wanted to jump on this one. He texted. He says, Austin, did you see that Auburn won the SEC championship in basketball? Yes, I did. War Eagle, may I have some applause, please? I know you're a Bama. Push that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, what is that?
It's one of those horns.
one of those honkety-honkety horns?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was good stuff, John. I appreciate it. And he's filling out his March Madness bracket. Well, I hope you have. They gave Auburn a tough go in the bracket. But nonetheless, this could be their year where it's going to go ahead and watch and hope. Frank from Huntsville says, talking about the electronic buses, that the same bus that Kamala Harris so proud that she said you could charge your phone on the way home from work? Probably. Missy from Falkville says, yes, if Americans realized how much we're taxed every day, we'd be storming the Capitol. The largest tax of all is Bidenflation. Yes, absolutely. Bidenflation is a taxation by a different means. JT, Lacey Springs, only caught a minute of the monologue and heard electric. Hertz went victim to the EVs, lost millions. Yeah, Hertz not only lost millions in their most recent quarterly returns, but they also just lost their CEO. The CEO was fired because he led them into this electric vehicle rental debacle because nobody wanted to rent an electric vehicle. And all of a sudden, Hertz is finding themselves with a fleet of vehicles they can't use, lost millions. And now they've lost their CEO. Ken from Decatur says, I've said for a long time, the minimum wage increase really is an increase in income tax revenue without raising the tax rate. There you go. Ronnie from Danville says, Mr. Phil, open borders, hang on a second. Is open borders not a tax on us also? Okay, I see it now. I think I can stop that border problem. Just say no free food, no free housing, no free education, no jobs, and they won't come. I think you've nailed it, Ronnie. Thank you very much. Raven from Russellville says, the Chevron defense, anyone? Appreciate you, Raven. All right, listen, we're going to jump on in. First topic out the gate, library wars. You know, I did this topic once, I don't know, months ago. And I just gave it the name library wars. It was a euphemism. It was just designed to, you know, sort of portray something that is like an embattled topic. It's become a brawl, y'all. And how many times now have I done a dipper and had to call it library? I mean, it should be like Library Wars Part 19. It's ridiculous. The very idea that we have got libraries as the centerpiece of controversy, I do not get that. When did this happen? I still say that the library when I was a kid was a safe place. It was that place where you could go, you could walk in the door and your mom could say, okay, be over there and I'll come back and get you in a few minutes. I mean, it was trustworthy. You would, you know, see your friends there once in a while. I'd be looking for, you know, the Hardy Boys books or, you know, something about, you know, living as a mountain man, because that was my thing when I was a kid. I wanted to be a mountain man. And then, you know, look at where we are right now. And Big Rig and I were talking before the show. What I never hear people ask, I'm not faulting anybody on the opposition to these books that are in our kids sections. I'm firmly in there. But here's a question I want to add to the repertoire. When a liberal tells you, you shouldn't be standing in the way of us having these books in the section, ask them, why do you want them there? Why do you want, not your, you know, you're just trying to ban books. Stop. Why do you want it there? That's the question. Why do you want a book that graphically depicts male-on-male sex acts in a children's section? A children's section. And by the way, they're there. they're there. Why do you want them there? Listen, they've had a situation down in Autauga, Prattville, your hometown, right, Big Rig? Down yonder in Prattville.
Raised in Prattville, yep.
Raised in Prattville. So on Thursday of this past week, Yellowhammer News reporting on this one, the Autauga Prattville Public Library Board voted to fire its embattled library director, Andrew Foster. Now, by the way, keep in mind, Andrew Foster hadn't been there very long. Old boy was hired into a bad situation, and he made it worse. I mean, it's one thing to say it's a hard act to follow. It's another thing to say, well, you came in and you just took a bad situation and you made it, I don't know, badder. So Andrew Foster was hired in the wake of the previous director being let go. What's the issue? Well, the issue is exactly what I said a moment ago. Parents were shocked to discover the graphic nature of books that were in the children's section. And they just simply wanted that moved. And by the way, no one has said, you can't have these books in a public library at all. That hasn't happened. I'm going to chase a rabbit here, but I went down to Books A Million here in the Gadsden area one day. Charlene and I both did. By the way, I'm usually the outspoken one. Go figure. But we went down to the Books A Million, and they had a whole section called banned books. I mean, like a big sign, a special rack, banned books, gender queer, and, you know, and Billy Has Two Mommies or whatever. It's just a whole series of quote unquote banned books. That was a sign, banned books. And we looked at that, and my sweet wife, who usually leaves the vocals to me, went straight to the counter and said, excuse me, I just want to point out that if they were truly banned, you wouldn't be able to buy them. Oh, well, and then the young lady with the blue hair and the nose ring says something like, well, but in places like China, they do things like, and he says, we're not in China. This is Gadsden, Alabama. Why do you have a section called banned books when obviously if you can have them here, that means they're not banned? I love my wife. Anyway, Autauga Prattville Library Board had to fire Andrew Foster, their new director. Why? Well, I'm going to summarize it for you. Because Andrew thought it'd be a great idea to try in a thing called entrapment. Entrapment is where apparently Andrew had his own notions and didn't like the fact that he had a board to answer to. So what does Andrew do? Andrew starts recording conversations with members of the board, trying to bait them with questions like, this is all about the LGBTQ stuff, isn't it? Isn't that what it is? This is an anti-LGBTQ thing, right? And every time they're answering no. But then Andrew decides to take those recordings plus emails between the board members and the board's attorney, which are considered privileged. Like when the board consults with their attorney for advice on how to handle a situation, that's a privileged discussion. Now, if the board has to take action, they'll go out and vote in public because they're supposed to. But when you communicate with your attorney, that's a privileged matter. So what does Andrew do? Takes the surreptitiously recorded conversations between he and his boss, which is the board chairman, and the various and sundry emails with the board's attorney, Laura Clark, who I happen to know. She's a neat lady. And decides to give them to one of the worst political hack job websites in the entire state called the Alabama Political Reporter. And so, yeah. Alabama Political Reporter was trying to get information just like this. Man, what? You got anything good? What do you got down there, Andrew? Andrew's got special recordings. Nice. Andrew's got stuff that people aren't allowed to see. It's privileged. Good. Send it our way. Gotcha. Andrew's looking for a job now. And the liberals cannot figure out why. What is happening? Why would you do this? In response to the firing of Foster and other staff members, Alabama Public Library Association President Matthew Lane said the situation is being driven by social extremists who are utilizing ruthless and strong-arm tactics to transform libraries into political battlegrounds. Well, I got news. You know what's really happening? People just want their library back. People are like looking around going, when in God's name did the library become the place for, you know, the woke agenda? How about this? If you want a book like that in your library with public tax dollars buying it, could you please put it in the adult section? That's all we're saying.
I don't see any problem with or anything extreme about wanting to protect your kids.
I mean, what's the heck?
It's common sense.
It's more than common sense. It's a responsibility.
It's a superpower.
Nice. yeah. So the bottom line is this: we got all kinds of things. It was obvious, by the way, from what I'm reading right now, that story on Yellowhammer, that Andrew Foster, the former director, was trying to paint his board members in a bad light. There was no other reason for him to take privileged conversations and disclose them except to paint them in a bad light. If you are the boss of an organization and you have an employee who's undermining your authority and they are not otherwise contracted to stay there, if they're an at-will employee, you are either A, going to find some way to apply some corrective action so it stops and they understand and they stop, or B, they need to go. Because you can't have that in a quality-run organization. That's exactly what was happening. And then I've got this 1819 ran a little more on it. 1819 also points out that when Foster began to record, it wasn't just recording. Okay. He wasn't just recording conversations. He was recording executive sessions. Under the Alabama Open Records Act, you are allowed to go into executive session so you can have spirited dialogue among board members to decide how best to handle something, but then you still have to go back out and vote on it in the open and take public comment as needed. So you're allowed to have executive session, and there are parameters for that. And so these executive sessions were occurring, and he was secretly recording them. Nice. But then the ALA president again, Matthew Lane, says, Matthew Lane doesn't get it at all, did he? He says, for generations, our libraries have been essential public resources where all members of our community could gather and learn. And now, sadly, social extremists are utilizing ruthless strong-arm tactics to transform them into political battlegrounds. What has taken place at the Autauga Library is a travesty that should frighten every Alabama resident. I tell you what should frighten every Alabama resident is that people like Matthew Lane are in charge of our library association, and they do not understand why parents simply want graphic sexual content and discussion of gender fluidity and stuff like that to be put into the adult section and not for kids. The story goes on, and I won't belabor it too much more, but I'll be honest with you. The board chairman has spoken up pretty decisively on this. He's like, yeah, I mean, the library is for the whole community. We're not doing anything to try and take away people's rights. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but he says, if it's a sexuality book, we're going to put them in the adult section where they belong. We'll put them in the adult nonfiction. That's where they belong. And he's right. Last thing I'll point out, this has been going on for a while. They did update their policy. And in a few minutes, top of the hour, we're going to have a story. We're going to have a discussion with Carissa Callen about the new policies being proposed for the Madison-Huntsville Library. But yes, the policies were updated in Autauga County in Prattville to say, for the avoidance of doubt, the library shall not purchase or otherwise acquire material advertised for consumers ages 17 and under that contain graphic content, and it goes on to list what kind. And it's pretty serious. And they say they can have, you know, age-appropriate materials for biology, human anatomy, and religion being exempted, but that they're not going to otherwise put these things into the kids section. So that being said, wow. Why is this a thing? Why do they want them in the kids section? Ask yourself that. Why did they want them in the kids section at all? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, making common sense like a superpower. Brian S. from Huntsville says, I personally don't think the library should carry that kind of material at all. If you want pornographic material, even as an adult, you should have to buy it. Compare it to Blockbuster and Movie Gallery back in the day. Maybe a special library for those types of materials. Interesting. All right. Hey, listen, let me jump through a couple more of these just to give you an idea. This is not just Alabama. I hope you've already figured that out, but just in case you hadn't, I'm going to tell you, this is not just Alabama. And oh, by the way, the liberals are having a field day with it because they don't know what to do with this. They're like, you're taking away our right to share pornography with children. I mean, that's how I feel they're responding anyway. Fox News had a story last November So this is several months old, obviously. 5 months? Yeah. The state of Florida announced it was cutting ties with the American Library Association after the nonprofit weighed in on the ongoing controversy surrounding sexually explicit books at schools. So yeah, they've been dealing with this in Florida in a big way. The Division of Library and Information Services, which is Florida's, you know, library folks, has issued a new rule that forbids any grant activities linked to the American Library Association. So if you remember, by the way, the American Library Association, their new president came out and referred to herself as a Marxist lesbian, I believe she was. Anyway, she was just like out there just talking about how she's intending to use this opportunity to really, you know, expand her agenda. And so Alabama is one of five states that ended their affiliation with the American Library Association. Alabama, Wyoming, Missouri, Montana, Texas, Florida. Then there's Greenville, South Carolina, October of last year. In response to backlash around Pride Month decorations in its libraries, the Greenville County Library System has banned virtually all theme materials. So they just went ahead and said, "All right, listen, we're tired. We're just not going to do anymore." They are still allowing you can have if it's an employee holiday, like if they get off for that particular day, they're allowed to do a display of it. Martin Luther King Day, Christmas, Easter. So they can do a display for those things. But they're not going to have these social agenda displays. They're not going to have, you know, Pride Month filled with rainbows and LGBTQ books. They're not going to have, you know, books that deal with social justice and Black Lives Matter and, displays. So the board vote marks a continuation of the ongoing tensions around so-called censorship book bans and parent rights within the library system. Has it an ongoing tension about parents' rights? Let that sink in for a minute. The Post and Courier in Greenville, South Carolina talks about the ongoing tension about parents' rights. There's no tension. There's just parents' rights. The local political saga parallels a contentious national discourse in which conservative groups are calling for book bans. No, we're not. We're calling for moving books to the appropriate section of the library, particularly for titles that discuss LGBTQ issues and racism. Boy, who wrote this article? Tell me what their agenda was. No, we're not. And you're trying to deny history. You don't want to talk about slavery. That's such crap. Where'd you get that from? Who said that? Nobody said that. Nobody said, I'd prefer we not talk about our past. Let's make sure that's over there. No, what we're saying is you will not have books that depict things like so-called white privilege. You will not have books that tell a young Black child that they are an oppressor simply or oppressed simply because of the way they were born, and that they'll never have a chance to be any more than just what the man lets them be. I got news. In this country, your skin color is not the thing that establishes whether or not you have merit. I recognize that there have been bad days. Absolutely, awful days. There have been Jim Crow laws, yes. There have been moments when even in Alabama, we had the governor standing in the door. I don't deny any of that, and we should teach it. We should. But do not think for a second that we have to flip the script completely and make any kid who's not of color feel bad for being born white, or for that matter, any kid who is born of color feel like they are somehow never going to measure up no matter what they do. It's wrong. That and all the sexuality and everything else, how about we just please put them in the appropriate section? All right, coming up next, Carissa Callen from Moms for Liberty telling us about Huntsville-Madison Library. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.